And a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Eric Napudi. Do you love America and freedom? If so, then let me personally invite you and your family to Freedom Tour Missouri. It is a free, family-friendly, pro-American, patriotic event, September the 12th at Arrowhead Construction on Highway 70 across from Mid Rivers Mall. Food trucks will be there, vendors, guest speakers including Kevin Jackson, Mark McCluskey, Dr. Rashid Buttar, Stacey Washington, and much, much more. Come join us September the 12th. Gates open at 11. Ceremony goes from 12 to 3. Go to MissouriFreedomTour.com. That's MissouriFreedomTour.com.
Looking for a neighborhood spot with great atmosphere and amazing food? Look no further than the Country Club Bar and Grill. Stop by for their bacon cheddar burger as featured by Frank Cusimano in his food picks. This gem is locally owned and they keep it simple. Just the best product available in town and prepared the right way. They're open 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. every day but Sunday, right off 141 in Clayton in Lamp and Lantern Village. Their tables are socially distanced and they offer plenty of patio seating. We hope to see you at the Country Club.
Hey St. Louis, since you can't go to Busch Stadium, let Schnucks bring the stadium to you. Two lucky Schnucks Rewards members will win a very unique Cardinals experience. Schnucks will bring a giant TV, ballpark food, Anheuser-Busch beer, and several other surprises from the stadium to your backyard for a Cardinals watch party. There will even be special appearances from former Cardinal players. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app and enter to win. So download Schnucks Rewards and have Schnucks bring Busch Stadium to your backyard.
It's tough keeping up with the evolving technology of today's business environment. GFI Digital has you covered, offering the latest in copiers, managed print, and customized IT solutions for every business need. At GFI Digital, we make technology simple.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on a sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Look at those phones, and we haven't even had a chance to do anything wrong in the ringing already. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome aboard. We're going to have a lot of fun today, because I'm trying to decide which is my favorite day of the week, Thursday or Friday, and it may be like equal, because Thursday to me means beginning of the weekend. It means 4 o'clock Scott Sherman, which is one of my favorite hours that we do, because I'm practically a lawyer from that segment.
And some trivia.
And the game we play on Thursday has become a really good day, and we're glad you're part of it, whether you're listening right now or you'll be listening later on the app to a podcast. So welcome. We're glad you're with us. If you know... You know, every year when this day comes along, I just hear the song in my head, which is, it was the 3rd of September. Well, if you don't know what I'm talking about, here's the song right here. Sleepy Dusty Dell.
It was the 3rd of June, another Sleepy Dusty Dell today.
3rd of June. Okay. I made just one mistake.
Next month.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll have it right by Tuesday. So, there's actually a lot of fun stuff to talk about. What?
That's right. We're off on Monday.
We never work Labor Day. I don't work Labor Day as a tribute to people who actually labor.
Uh-huh.
People who really work. Mm-hmm. I think it would be insulting I think it would be disrespectful. And I take that day to think about not only how hard we work, but how hard other people work, some of them actually even harder than we do. And I think to ignore that would be don't be disrespectful. Who got up and looked at the corn moon last night? Anybody? Not me.
I saw it.
I didn't actually. No, I completely forgot. Corn moon.
I saw it when I was outside.
But did you see one of the most spectacular sunsets I have ever seen in my life last night?
No.
As I was driving. I don't think in my life I've seen 10 that were that spectacular. It was incredible. It looked like an orange fireworks display.
I had lunch today with my former...
Hey, look who's here, Tim Woodbury.
Thank you. I had lunch today with my former assistant from my PI firm, Emily, who's...
What PI? What PI firm?
The Gateway Investigations.
You're a PI?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Mm. It started.
No.
It's shocking.
It's not shocking.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry. Go ahead.
But she is one of these astrology...
Oh,
believers.
Oh,
I don't want to say.
What, I'll say it.
It rhymes with Neardo.
Uh huh.
Yeah. She reads her horoscope.
Well,
like every day or something.
She took it a step further. I mean, we hung off about an hour and a half today, and she took it a step further and said that she believes that her friends and people in her network were all acting oddly and strangely, and that the moon was affecting their personalities, whether they knew it or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are people that believe that.
Now, I don't know about the... Because astrology is horoscopes, right? And astronomy is the stars.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Right.
So I don't know all about that astrology. But I will say that when a full moon and a Friday night fall on the same time, restaurants get really, really weird. Like, all the crazies come out and go to restaurants and they eat. Like, those are the weird people that want to order, like, you know, a vegetarian steak or something, you know? Or, like, chicken fried... Or, like, you know... a fried chicken, but they don't want any batter or any breadcrumbs or anything on it. They just want a grilled piece of chicken. Like those people, trust me, whenever a full moon would fall on a Friday night, the kitchen, the restaurant I used to work at, we would prepare for everything. I don't know like if it's astrology.
She says it affects personalities and that people act in odd and in different ways than they would normally act the other 364 days a year. I said, well, give me an example.
So what would happen to people like us who are already odd and unusual?
Right.
What happened? We on the full moon? Are we normal?
We would be normal.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
You and your wife would probably actually cook a meal together and then clean up afterward and do the dishes.
Well,
that
didn't happen last night.
Well, no, because it never happens.
Well, there's more than one full moon through the year.
Yeah, we know that.
But last night, what was last night?
The corn moon.
Corn moon.
I don't know. She was, and of course I'm giving her the come on, give me a break look or whatever. And she was getting animated about
serious.
Like, you know,
they're serious about it.
Well,
sometimes there's a hole in the corn moon. It looks like there's a hole in it. It's called the corn moon hole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you sure have the corn hole.
No, I wasn't gonna do that.
Okay, I did.
Hole, man.
Well, there's a reason the word lunatic from Luna, which is Latin for moon.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Lunatic, that came from nuts when there's a full moon. Lunacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really thought about that.
People in ancient times, Frank is absolutely dead on right.
Wow.
It is believed that people were more likely to show erratic behavior during a full moon, and lunacy and lunatic stem from the word luna, which is Latin for moon.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks so much.
You just nailed that
one. Thank you. I took 2 years of Latin, buddy.
I hope Bill asks a question about full moon in trivia tonight. You'll nail it.
You too. He's listening right now. He just scratched it off the question list.
I believe that people act differently.
Hey, look who's here, Dan Strauss.
Hi, everybody. I decided to swing by. I think people act a little differently during a full
moon. I don't know. I tried to track it. There's no way to tell.
Isaac Newton, one of the great philosophers and thinkers of
gravity.
He proposed that the gravitational pull during a full moon affects fluids within the human body, aggravating conditions such as epilepsy, kidney stones, as well as, wait for it, menstrual cycles.
Yeah, no, that is. That
tell
is
me
true.
About it.
if a pregnant woman is really close, like you know, 8.5 months pregnant, close to popping, and a full moon comes up, there's a strong chance that her water will break. That's one thing that I know because there's so much water in there. Like it can actually affect that. Like people used to joke about that, but no, a full moon, more babies are going to be born.
You want to hear a real quick good pregnancy joke?
Mm-hmm. Love.
Because my wife just had a baby. My daughter just had a baby like 3 weeks ago. So this couple is in the OBGYN's office, and the wife is 8.5 months pregnant. Doctor says, well, we're getting close. Do you guys have any questions before you leave? And the husband said, yeah. He said, look, 8.5 months. Can she still? The doctor said, you know what? You don't even have to finish it. I get asked this all the time. Yes, at 8.5 months, she could still cut the grass. So. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
I am Cornholio.
I'm still an astronomer.
Ah.
Yeah. Cornholio, the astronomer.
Well, we didn't officially start the Burke segment, so let me do that. We have to call our buddy, don't we, Dan?
Yes, about 3:30.
Okay.
George has something about one of our advertisers.
Well, I'd love to hear it. I hope it's not bad.
Nope.
George, welcome to 590 The Fan. You are our first guest on the air following the Corn Moon. That has to feel special.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
That is special.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Yeah, I'm the one fighting the cancer and all that.
But, no, we know. You tell us every time. We know. And I'm glad you're well.
Yeah.
Well, I am. No, he does. He does. But I'm glad you're well. We don't want to lose you.
Good.
So what's up?
I'm glad to hear it. I just want to let you know, I took my truck in to get 4 new tires and an alignment. I called 6 different places. Complete Auto Body was the cheapest. And he set me up for... They're good quality tires. They're not, you know, crap tires or nothing, but...
And you're going to say he set you up for what? You said, and he set
no,
me up
I mean,
for...
He set me up for an appointment on Friday.
Okay.
But we're going out of town tomorrow, and I didn't know that. My wife spurred it on me last night, and I called him back this morning, and I said, hey, man, can you fit me in this afternoon? We're leaving out of town tomorrow. He goes, bring it in. We'll get it done.
You know why he did that? Because he looked down on your sheet or on the computer at your file and saw that you were AM and the PM. Mm-hmm. That's why he did it.
Well, here's the best thing about it. The guy pulls up in the truck. I'm sitting outside. Beautiful day. Why not?
Yeah.
So he pulls up, and I was like, man, that looks really good. He goes, it drives like a different truck. Because, you know, they had to pull it around back to do all the work on it.
And you're talking about because it had new tires on it?
Yeah.
No, that's absolutely true. Tires. When you get brand new tires and they're put on right, you can, without any doubt, you can tell it. It feels completely different.
I mean, it was night and day because I had them big knobby mud tires on it,
Yeah.
And
they look good, but they make a noise. And
They're
a little rougher.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, he hooked me up, and I just wanted to let you know, you talk about them all the time, and I started last week searching for tires, and there it is.
Here's the deal. I think from now on, that's where you're going to have all your stuff done. You have an accident, and we hope you don't. You take it there for that, too. And if you need a tow, you call their towing company, A2B Towing. So thank you for that testimonial. I really appreciate what, Lyman? You look
Is that going to be the complete auto commercial for today?
Nope. Okay. That's a freebie.
That's a freebie.
That's a freebie.
Right on.
Thanks to George. All right, George. Thank you, George.
That's right there.
See,
that was your wife?
You drowned him out. What'd you say?
No, that was my son right there. He said, AM in the PM.
Oh. Can we hear him do that again?
Yeah, please hold. Leo, get your tail in here. Hey, say it again.
AM in the PM.
There you go. you got a good boy there. Yeah, he's on the right track. Thank you, George. Yeah. What did you say? Son's name? Leo?
Yeah, Leo, I think.
Kind of like Theo.
Yeah, good name.
Different from beginning. Okay, so does anybody have anything to say?
I do, I guess. I will.
You guess?
Yeah, I'll give an update on my mom.
All right, now here with an update on his mom, Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much,
welcome.
Frank. She still has that like foggy brain stuff going on right now, so things are not.
You have that.
Not clear. Yeah, I have it.
You weren't even in an accident. You don't have an excuse. She has an excuse.
Yeah, she has an excuse. She has some head trauma and still dealing with the doctor said today that a little bit of that is still ICU. Delirium, but a lot of it is some head trauma. But sometime next week, and we're not sure when, maybe towards the end of next week, she will be getting out of the hospital and moving to a skilled nursing facility to start on some a little bit of rehab and some other things.
Good. So, that's good.
Yeah.
I doubt there's just a little bit of rehab. It'd probably be, you know,
well, when she,
quite a bit.
After she does this for a while, then she'll go to an acute rehab, and that'll be like 3 hours worth during the day, throughout the day. But here, she'll probably do about an hour's worth of rehab and stuff, and they'll be doing some other things. And she passed, she passed a test, yeah, and gas. Mm. And she will be she's able to eat now pureed foods too, which is good.
Through her mouth, not a feeding tube.
No, yeah, through her mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, that's she's had the feeding tube out.
That's big. All right. Well, good.
So there you go. That's
a lot of people email and ask about her, by the way.
I know.
She needs to know that. So.
I know.
Anything else?
No, that was it.
Anybody else? Work segment? Mm-mm. Going once, going twice. Closed. Work segment is officially closed. I want to say hello to Officer Mason Miller of the Wildwood Police Department, and I want to say hello to Chief Michael Wiegand, the Chief of the Eureka Police Department. I'm going out of my way now to thank, my goal is like at least one a day, but I have some advice for you if you decide to jump in and join us in doing this. Just some do's and don'ts. When I see a police car pulled off the side of the road, they're watching traffic or running radar or whatever, do not pull up behind them. I'm just telling you. Well, but most people would.
Right.
Pull in front of them. Go around and pull off the side in front of them so they can see you and see you get out. They really appreciate that because some of the times when I do this, I can tell they're very nervous and they're very apprehensive. Here's a car just leaves traffic, pulls over, pulls up near the police car, and is getting out. Sometimes they jump out of the car before I can get out and come toward me. And, you know, once they realize it's legit, because here's the thing. If you're a cop now, if I were a cop, I'd be suspicious.
Well, you don't know,
of any behavior, because it may be somebody pretending to be a friend.
Sure.
Just to say thank you or whatever. And then all of a sudden, boom, before you know it, out comes a gun or what. So park in front. Make sure they see your hands all the time. And start with a thank you. Say, I just pulled over to thank you for what you do. You start it that way, you're okay. But you need to right away establish there's no threat and that you're just there to thank them. And one of the things I've started saying, and as a younger man, you would never use the word love to another guy. But I tell these cops, we love you. I've started saying it to every one of them. I said, here's what you need to know. In spite of everything you see on TV, because the only attention they pay to anybody are the nuts, the haters, the defunding the police. What you need to know is they're not showing the world the 99% of us who love you and appreciate what you do. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. They just don't hear that every day, and they really appreciate it. And the other thing I'd like to do, we did it one day. I don't know. I guess I just got sidetracked and forgot to do it again, is anytime you have a great cop story, I don't want to hear a bad cop story because I know they're out there. I've told you two of mine. I was accused of stealing my own car, put up against the car twice for something I didn't do. But that wasn't, that didn't cause me to say, well, these cops are, you know, they're bullies, they're heavy-handed, or whatever. Feel free to call here anytime and share one of the thousands and thousands and thousands of great cop stories. Something where a police officer went out of his or her way to help you get whatever it was that you needed help with. We will always welcome those stories because we don't get to hear those stories. They're not on the news. Nobody wants, it's not sensational. It's not anything that will fire people up, but it should fire you up to have a little more respect and appreciate what they do. So after we talk to Mr. Londoff, since the Burke segment is already over, we'd love to hear from you about anything. 314-821 0590 or 855-282-8255. Bruce, you know how you sing like Dinah Shore? Do that thing you do. Yeah, that's it. He sounds just like her.
In your Chevrolet, America's asking you to call.
I'm going to bet you that on this, the day after the corn moon, this guy's in a really good mood. You watch. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest car dealer that we know of, Johnny Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, buddy.
How are you? I'm terrific. How about you?
Yeah, you know, Tom Terrific. That's what you are. Mm. It's Frank Terrific.
Okay, that what you just did was a reference that does show your age. Limey, do you know who Tom Terrific was? Of course you don't.
No, I don't.
Because
Sorry.
You're under, 60. Tim, do you know who Tom Terrific was?
Well, I just read his obituary in the news.
No. Tom Terrific. That's Tom Seaver, probably.
He was called Tom Terrific.
Well, yeah, he was.
I didn't know that.
He was, yeah. But
there's another Tom Terrific.
Oh, I don't know.
And his mighty dog, Manfred?
Yes.
Was that right?
That's right.
What?
Okay, that's the Tom Terrific John's referring to.
Who's Tom Terrific and his mighty dog?
He was the cartoon character.
Oh, cool.
Way, way back.
Yeah.
John probably barely remembers.
On didn't they show that on Captain Kangaroo?
I think so. I believe so. So tell us something good. Not that we need it. I think today's a pretty good day. Dan. Oh, my goodness. The weather's good. Sun's up.
Weather's great.
Sun's up. Having my driveway sealed this weekend.
This is good.
Yeah.
Hey, can we talk about me for a second? I mean, I know this is my segment. It's your show. I get it. I know you've reminded me. I know it's your show. It's the Frank Opinion name. But, I mean, is this Johnny
Londoff? No, it's not even the name of the show. The name of the show is the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. Not Frank Opinion, the AM and the PM show.
Yeah,
it's
but you act like it. I mean, you might as well just rename it. Make it the Frank Opinion.
No, that's self-serving. Everybody else does that. I don't need to. It's the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon because it's more than just me. It's me and it's Tim and it's Limey and it's Dan and it's Bill and it's Scott and it's Josh and it's Dan and it's Dr. Doug. It's a lot of people. It's a Large Morning Show in the Afternoon.
You forgot a name.
What name?
You forgot to mention me.
No, you're not. See, those people are regular in-studio participants.
I've been in studio. I've been in studio. I mean, I might just pop in. I tell you what, next week, forget about it. I'm coming into the studio.
You promise?
No, I promise. I'm going to come in there and I'm going to do my, tough guy Italian talk. You know, talking little tough guy.
Is that what you're doing right now? Is that it?
Yeah, Frank, you know what I'm talking
about. I'll tell you the day we know you won't be in here, and that'll be next Tuesday because that's your birthday.
That's right, next Tuesday. And I won't be in there Monday because you're not going
to
be on the air.
It's Labor Day, and it would be disrespectful to the laborers if we worked. So.
That's right. But we're not disrespecting the laborers, but in the St. Peter's Autoplex, they're going to be open Monday from 9 a.m. till 3. And I was there, I've been there most of the day today, and we just very busy. And it's just the more time I spend there, just I'm so proud of that place. And Jim Sappho and the team.
Jim, not quite as slim. No, wait, hold on. Yeah, no. Jim, no. Now very slim Sappho.
I think he's getting close to like a 20-pound loss.
I think he's shortened that.
20 pounds the last couple of weeks.
Jim getting slim Sappho.
Jim getting slim Sappho. No. Jim almost slim Sappho.
Too long. Jim getting slim. Yeah. Jim,
it's the same number of syllables,
but it's got a quicker ring to it.
All right,
Jim getting slim. Okay, I get it. Like Jim getting slim. Jim getting slim. Mm-hmm. Getting slim.
You notice this because you're a lot older than me, Frank. Do you notice that you get shorter as you get older?
I'm not. I'm exactly the same height I was when I graduated from high school.
Jim, not so fat, Sappho.
No, Dan. No,
that's not nice, Dan.
No, Jim getting slim. We just wrote the jingle on the spot. Jim getting slim. Jim getting slim.
So Frank,
let me do the jingle. Jim getting slim. Jim getting slim. Jim getting slim. Sappho. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much. Okay, now what, John?
Nothing.
If you put it back on, you just change it from Sappho to Fatso, and that'll be appropriate if he ever puts it back on. Jim not so slim, Fatso.
No. Oh, you gotta get his last name.
Well, I could do it because I'm fat. It'd be fat on fat crime. If you did it, it'd be rude.
Okay, got it. You have a point. Fat on fat crime. That's pretty good. John, what was that?
Harry Tunes presents. The real great adventures of me, Tom Terrific.
Hey,
there it
with
is.
With Mighty Manfred the Wonder Dog.
Yeah, there it is. Way to go, Limey.
That was pretty quick.
There it is, Tom Terrific. And Tom Terrific, I believe, was the one that sold kids the overlay for the TV so it looked like you had a color TV.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They used to sell a plastic overlay.
Uh-huh.
And all it did was tint the black and white picture in weird colors.
Oh, right.
You fool yourself.
Yeah, it's like the top had a strip of, like, blue or something. The middle was yellow.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Vitamin
so red. You could see the John Landoff commercials in color.
Yeah.
That's why I did that.
There you go.
Yeah. That's how I worked that in.
All right. John, now it's your turn. Go ahead.
No, I think I'm done talking to you guys.
You sound like you're on a keyboard emailing while we're supposed to be...
Know, I just don't sit here and listen to this banter. I mean, I'm working.
What do you think we're doing?
I work for a living. Bantering.
What? No, that is our work.
Back and forth.
That is
bantering
our
back
work.
And forth.
That's our job.
Just not talking to me. That's okay. I'm used to it. And I'm tell you what, it doesn't bother me at all. It really doesn't.
John, you want to do something out of the box here? I see on the screen...
I really don't.
Yes,
no.
You do. Well,
wait
till you hear what it is. And
no,
I think
Mimi Landoff can kind of she can tell me what to do. Nobody else.
Okay, John. Let me just give you an example. What if on the screen Dan has a note that says, "I have a guy on the phone who has bought 23 cars from Landoff." Would you want me to take that call while you're on here?
Yeah, bring him on.
Okay, I don't have that call, but if I did, I'm giving you an example of why you don't want to just say, no, I don't want to. I see on the screen there's a former police officer who would like to say something, and you're a supporter. I'm a supporter. I say we bring him on right now while you're here.
Bring him on.
All right. Punch him up, Limey. Jimmy, that's the name on the screen, former police officer. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to John Landoff, and how are you?
Hey, boys, I'm fine. How are you guys doing today?
Terrific. Thank you for, I see former cop, thank you for all the years that you helped people.
Thank you.
I appreciate that, Frank.
Not you, John.
Everything that you guys say in a positive manner for the police department today, on behalf of me and everybody else that I served with, I cannot thank you enough because it means the world. These guys need it.
I couldn't agree more. They do need it, and you don't have to thank me for anything. More people should just do it. And shouldn't even have to be told to do it. But, it's not a thing you're used to doing, approaching a police officer, because now they're so, and Jimmy, you know what I'm talking about, and I would be too, apprehensive, nervous, walking up to a car, absolutely. Car pulling up to you. Would you agree with me, pull up in front of the police car, not behind it?
Absolutely. Yeah, right. The game has totally changed.
You bet it has.
There are, you know, the very first day of the academy, that within the first half hour, they showed us three videos.
Right.
And the purpose of it was to basically to shock you and say, this is what being a cop is all about. And it was three videos, and every single one of them, the police officer involved was with the guy who ended up killing them. And it showed them literally joking and laughing. They were talking about how their kids had gone to the same school, different time, but, you know, the same school.
Right.
One of the guys was talking about a stain on the officer's shirt. He's like, oh, we got matching mustard stains. And as soon as the cop lowered his guard,
yep.
And I pulled a freaking, you know, shotgun out from underneath of his arm. And it just showed you, that is why when people complain, why do they always have to be so mean? Why do they have the game face on? It's because the second you lower your guard, that's when you go home in a box.
Yep, you're vulnerable.
And you never know. You just never know. And that's the one term the media uses is a routine traffic stop. There is no freaking such thing as a routine traffic stop because you have no clue who is in that car,
right.
What they've just done, what they're planning to do. You have no clue.
Oh, the fact that it's on the news, the fact that it made the news right there says it was not a routine traffic stop. Or it wouldn't be on the news.
Absolutely.
All right, Jimmy, I appreciate it. We appreciate you and what you did and what your peers still do. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Do you got time for a quick story?
It's John Landoff's segment. John, you got time for a story?
Go right ahead.
John says take off. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Okay, so you were asking for cool stories. So the my favorite one that I like to tell is they, you know, you have paramedics and firefighters, they're lifesavers, but the police officers 90% of the time will be to a call before either one of those entities will be there. So I got dispatched to a call. There was a guy who had collapsed on his front yard while mowing the lawn, literally turning onto the guy's street as the call was coming out across the radio. So they put the call out. I said, hey, you can show me on the scene. I see the subject. Jump out of the car. Ask anybody, hey, anybody know CPR? There was a lady who was there who said, I know how to breathe. So I said, you breathe, I'll pump. Frank, 7 minutes we pumped on this guy until the medic showed up. And when the medics finally showed up, you hear those beautiful words, we have a pulse.
He saved his life.
And saved his freaking life. And for 7 minutes, I mean, it's almost unheard of to do CPR for somebody for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And it felt like we were there for an hour. And the coolest part of that story was I got to go down and meet him at the hospital a couple of days later. And he was an older gentleman, and he asked me, he said, you know, have you ever spent any time in a hospital? And I said, I have not. And he goes, so you have no idea what hospital food tastes like, do you? And I said, no, I do not. And he goes, son, you should have let me die.
That's funny.
It was a cool story. And the wife, when she took me outside with her kids, she said, if he would have died on that lawn, we don't know what we would have done. We would have had to have managed. She said, but what you gave us to this family was you gave us time to prepare. And he lived for another 11 months. He got to see his granddaughter graduate law school. And it's just, that is my favorite story that I love telling
people. It's a good one.
For my time on the road.
And you're not the only guy, a cop, who has saved people's lives. There are thousands of them.
Exactly.
So, thank you.
That's what police work is about.
You bet. All right, Jimmy, appreciate
it. Thank you so much,
thank
guys.
Thank you. All right. John, thank you for letting Jimmy tell that story.
You got it, Frank. That you got it. Nice guy. He's like a super nice guy.
Yeah.
Did
you
know?
What is it? You talked over.
I know. I'm sorry, Johnny. I just got your text message. You going to talk about this?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about my buddy Pat Maroon, our great friend, and his salute, to the fallen city police officer.
Bohannon.
Bohannon. And he had on a stick, the white tape, it had RIP.
Officer
Bohannon. And it gives you goosebumps. I mean, the guy is just. He's a class act, Pat Maroon, I miss him just as not only a hockey player, but we became really close friends the past few years. And
I'm gonna tell you something: if we do this much longer, you and I are gonna become very close friends.
What?
Another 2 years of this, it's gonna happen.
Officer Bohannon graduated from Oakville High School, where Pat Maroon graduated.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you know what?
Two bucks, 5 cents a cut, dipped in grease, want a piece?
So, police officers need to hear that there's more support. There's so much more support. It's just it's the same BS that just for some reason in this country, I'm so sick and tired of it. It's the small voice getting the most attention and all this crap about, police brutality. And then I've heard people say, you can't just say that there's a bad apple. Well, there's some pretty bad eggs. Really bad people in pro football. Doesn't mean we hate pro football. There's some people that will never watch pro football again. There's some bad eggs in certain sports. But there are no doubt that some mistakes by police. But 99% of them, God, are you kidding me? Who is going to want to be a police officer? Okay? If we don't start getting support and start making sure that they know that a big percentage of us have their back and really can't thank them enough for everything they do. And I know Frank, you and I talk about it all the time, but they need to hear that more and more and more. I mean, when I'm out running or whatever, I see a cop, I wave at him, thumbs up with him, because you never know, I might collapse on the street and I might need them to help give me some CPR when I'm running down the streets of.
Here's an analogy. There's no doubt in my mind that there are emergency room doctors somewhere, a handful of them, or maybe nurses who are racist, right? And that somewhere at some time, maybe they didn't put quite as much into saving a thug that was brought into the emergency room, or maybe it was because, doctors have killed people. But that doesn't mean that I'm never going to want a doctor, that I think all doctors and nurses are like that. What in the heck is the difference? Yes, here's a fact. There are some cops who are racist, they are bullies, and they don't treat everybody the same. Okay. Now, that is, I don't know how many, but whatever the number is, there's no way it's more than 0.5% at best. So let's concentrate on the great majority and what they do instead of just shining the light on the few bad ones. Crap, you could do that with any profession.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. You know, oh, let's talk about Bernie Madoff. I mean, you're kidding me? What a piece of, you know what, he took down just thousands of people. You know, they lost all their money. You know, there's a lot of bad eggs out there, and it's, and these politicians, I'm not, you know, they point their fingers, and they need to look in the mirror themselves. First of all, they need to do something, but it's all good. We're having a great day in St. Peter's, and we're having a great day in Florissant, and I just want to thank the AM and the PM crowd. And we just had somebody in service, and they didn't get the information up to me, so we'll mention that next week. But again, every day, get name in the PM. I got to send you all. We got some face masks a few weeks ago.
Ooh,
Chevrolet.
Yeah, we want some of those.
Oh, cool.
Are you kidding me? I just might drop those off on the way home. You never know.
You know what we'll do? We'll put them on and pose for a Facebook picture with our Johnny Londoff face masks on.
Ooh.
Doggy, that's what you get some likes. Well, hey, give us a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com and lawndoffautoplex.com. And we're going to be here as late as we need to tonight, but all day tomorrow and Saturday.
And late tomorrow night.
Late tomorrow night, buddy. You right. Got it there, buddy boy. All right, pal. All right.
Any other names like Chief?
Sport.
Sport, Chief, Pal, Bud.
Cornholio.
No, not Cornholio. I don't want that name.
On that line, I got to go.
Go. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, but there it is. Bye-bye.
It wasn't as creepy as he usually does.
No, not as creepy. Bye-bye. A blind Jack has been holding a long, long time.
And he's a bowler, too, I believe.
What? Why don't you let him tell?
Oh, sorry.
Now you just... Blind Jack was probably really excited about sharing with us that he bowls, and then you just took the wind out of his sails. Blind Jack, we apologize for Dan. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing great. And that's typical Dan, but he's still all right.
Well said.
Thank you, Jack.
So what's up, Jack?
I called. Well, first of all, I want to say to John, whenever they get the driverless cars, I'm still around. I'll be down to his place to pick one up.
How about this guy? Blind, and still planning to buy a car for Londoff when they sell driverless cars.
That would be great.
Why not?
Wow. Thank you.
I wanted to call and tell you something funny happened yesterday.
What?
You're always talking about these calls that you get, you know, and I don't even know what this call was about. They said, press 5 if this is your house, you know, your household. And I pressed it, but I accidentally pressed it twice, and nothing happened for about 30 seconds. Then it came on and said, sorry, you did not register as a human being. Goodbye.
What the heck is that supposed to mean? What
does
that mean?
Because they called and they thought that you were a computer or something like that. You know how you have to, on websites, you have to go prove that you're not a computer?
Oh, right, yeah.
With all these goofy letters and stuff?
Yeah.
So maybe, so Blind Jack, you have no idea what the call would have been about if you had hit 5, right?
No.
No, never know, I guess. Maybe they'll call back.
It might be. It struck me as funny.
Now, do you bowl? Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. How do you do that?
Anyway, rail that would put up along the approach.
As he was trying to tell me, you interrupted him.
Said with a bowling ball.
Clearly, Dan hates blind people.
That's what I'm thinking. No, that's what I hear.
There's no other explanation.
That's what I hear. Blind Jack, I'm so sorry. Well, let's try this again. How do you bowl?
We put a rail up along the approach.
Yeah.
And just follow the rail. And of course, you just learned, you know, through the years, practice. I mean, keep working. But, wow. You know, my average right now is 100. It's down a little bit, but I guess I'm getting older.
And you're blind.
Well, yeah, better than me, and I've got perfect vision. I can't bowl 100, I think.
No, yeah. Well,
see, if you go blind, Limey, then you can bowl 100.
Yeah, that's a silver lining.
So here's the difference between Blind Jack, between you and me. If I were blind, I don't think I'd go bowling. I'd be home feeling sorry for myself, probably. How long have you been blind?
Forever.
Since birth?
Essentially. I was born 2 months early.
Yeah.
And put in an incubator, and when I came out, whatever was done.
Wow. So you don't know He's never seen colors
or anything, right? Of course not.
Jack, wow.
No.
Now, how do you, let me ask you.
I had light perception until I was 14.
Just light?
Just light.
So, wow. We have a regular listener, Blind Bob. Maybe you've heard
him. Yeah, I know Bob.
And Bob lets us ask him anything, and so I would imagine you will, too. When you, as you've gone through life, and somebody says things like, it was the bluest sky I've ever seen. There's no way, you have no reference. You can't have any idea what that means or what they're talking about, right?
No, only, you know, verbally. I mean, you know, the sky is either blue or, you know, whatever weather conditions make it gray or whatever. But no.
That's just a word that signifies clear sky. You don't. Wow, that's the part that, to me...
Can we go around the room and ask this guy questions?
You can do anything you want. Go ahead.
Sir, if I brought into a room six women that this entire show agreed three were very pretty and three were extremely unattractive, and I randomly lined them up, would you be able to, by feel, tell us which of the three were pretty and which one weren't?
I assume you're talking about faces and whatever.
Yeah, faces.
Unless there was something drastic, like
she had a beard, then full beard, then you know. Yeah,
no
yeah.
teeth.
Or,
yeah.
You know, some diseases cause, you know, the skin to be pitted and
things of that. That's nature. A good point.
But other than that, no.
Because a short little nose or pointed nose in itself wouldn't mean ears. Right. I mean, what the heck?
If she had a full beard.
So, and my follow up.
Dan, hold on. What did you say, Dan?
I said if she had a full beard, you might have to move up your hands up a little bit to check.
Oh, that was a genitalia pubic hair reference. Yeah.
So
my
honest follow up question to that would be. I guess, you know, because most people that get married, there has to be some level of physical attraction between the two.
Right.
But if you've been blind your whole life, that's just totally out of the equation.
And here's the deal. It's kind of a blessing because you're not judging anybody on the way they look. Right. You're blind. True. You're basing it on the way they sound, their mind, their thoughts, how generous, how compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
And if there can be an advantage, to me, that would be it.
I got a question for Jack.
All right, and now with a question for you, Blind Jack, here's Limey. Go ahead, Limey.
Hey, Jack, so you know how, I've heard that people who lose their eyesight or lose their hearing, the other senses kind of take over or get stronger. Would you say that you actually have, like, a stronger sense of hearing now or a stronger sense of smell or something?
I don't hear any better, but I use my hearing.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, I read an article about Limey. I could have told you that's BS. They you don't have your sight. Your hearing is enhanced. No. You just, like Blind Jack said, you just depend on it.
Remember the scene in the Ray Charles movie when he was a young boy and his mom acted like she had left the room, but she hadn't, but he knew that she was still there in the room?
I don't
remember that. He was a young boy.
Yeah.
Are you able to do that? Are you able to tell if people are in the room with you or not?
Not necessarily. A lot would depend on the size of the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
he could hear her breathe, as I recall, was the scene in the movie. Even though she was trying to suppress it.
There's so many factors because some people are very good at, you know.
And sometimes it's scent. You can detect a scent that somebody has. Either from a cologne perfume or their natural or that. Yeah.
And how do you know what time it is at any time during the day?
Oh, that would
you know, I have a watch that talks.
Okay.
On the cell phone, you can press the button, and a lot of times it'll just give you the time.
Oh,
you don't even...
okay.
But without those,
when you were a kid,
I wouldn't know what time. And if the sun is not out, I would not know if it's day or night.
If I'm
outside, because I feel the heat of the sun.
Right. Weird. Has it ever messed with, like, your sleep or anything? I mean, you said you had light sense, was it, when you were a kid?
Light perception,
there you go. When you completely lost it, did it mess with your sleeping schedule at all like that? Because, I mean, for me,
I think it did because I had never really had that difficulty before, but sometimes I didn't sleep as well at night, and I would fall asleep sometimes in the daytime.
What is that? That's called something. It's called something.
NOM-24, they call it.
Yeah.
NOM.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
they sell that medicine to
you.
Why about sports? Like if someone were to walk you around a baseball diamond and kind of lead you to here's first base, here's second, here's third, here's the outfield, here's the fence, put a bat in your hand so you can feel what a bat feels like, put a ball in your hand, would you be able to visualize or would you be able to at least comprehend, for example, the game of baseball in your head?
Yes, and I've actually, while I have played with my siblings, I have played someone assist me to bat, and at one time I did learn how to throw the ball up in the air and hit it myself.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Have you played beeper ball, blind Bob?
I was just going to mention that, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
What is that?
Beeper ball. The ball beeps, but blind Bob has talked about beeper ball. He was in a league and played a league.
And well, we play we have about 10 or 12 people that play. Mm-hmm. We pick up teams and play, but we don't belong to a league. We range in age from say around 50 to 70.
Yeah. One of the other things that makes you just like us and no different is you said you'd play, talking about ball, with your sister or whatever. You're also probably played with yourself, and now you can do that. Jeez. And you don't have to see. Right. Well, you don't have to see to do that.
You don't have to be blind to do that.
No.
Or need to know for the day or night.
Oh, you don't? Yeah. Who cares? The urge is there.
But you would care if someone's in the room while you're doing it.
That's true. Now,
gotta clear the room first.
Hey, Blind Jack, are you married?
Yes.
And how long have you been married?
This time I've been married 21 years in November.
So this is the second or third?
This is my third. My first wife walked out after 21 years. My second wife, and actually she was at an event with you and Dan and Jackie Smith.
Yeah.
But she died of cancer.
Okay.
And so this one I've been married, I'll be 21 years.
How long was it before you knew the first one had walked out on you? I mean, after a couple of days and she just wasn't around? Or?
Well, she would.
The dishes piled up.
Our daughter in Joplin.
Oh.
And called from there and just said she wasn't coming home.
Oh. Wow, how cold.
At least you got a call.
Wow.
Instead of is she dead somewhere in the house or, you know.
And I'm going to guess you really don't miss her because you're probably pretty happy with who you have now.
I am.
Now, when you met your now wife, and you had a date or whatever, what's the first part of you that you felt? What part of her did you feel first to get an idea of what she was all about? Tell the truth.
Well, I mean, probably her hand.
Tell the truth.
You said hand.
Probably right.
You went from hand, and then if I was blind, I'd go from hand, I'd go right to butt.
I'd go right to the boobs.
Yeah, straight to the boobs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boobs in the butt, absolutely.
I'm sorry, I thought that was your hand.
I don't mean to be rude, but we got to wrap it up soon.
Oh, shoot. 5820?
Yeah.
I got 5 seconds to thank you so much, Blind Jack.
That was great.
Call here anytime.
That was awesome.
Okay? All right, thank you. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Blind Jack. All right. Breakaway. We'll be right back after the news.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area, 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell him Frank Cusumano sent you.
Looking for that perfect course to shave strokes with reasonable rates and impeccable landscaping? Then look no further than Ruth Park Golf Course. Easily accessible from I-70, Del Mar and Olive, and boasting Zoysia fairways and bent grass greens, Ruth Park is the perfect course no matter what your skill level. Perfect for the casual golfer, but built to challenge those working on their game, including their 25-station driving range and target greens to really hone in on your skills. Book your round online now at Ruth Park Golf Course.
Biggie's Restaurant has been a staple of the community for over 30 years and is serving your favorites for carryout and dine-in. Keeping you safe is just as important as serving the best food in St. Louis. So Biggie's will open with limited seating, including outdoor tables, no more than 8 to a table, and all 6 feet apart. Biggie's will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, as well as Sundays, and 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Biggie's will be serving their full menu with all of your favorite daily specials.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. Wall Street analysts were expecting a correction, and it appears they're getting it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 808 points today. The tech-heavy NASDAQ shed 598 points. An attorney for the family of Jacob Blake says Blake himself joined the meeting his family held with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden today. The former vice president and his wife Jill visited with the Blake family during a trip to Kenosha, Wisconsin. During an earlier meeting, Biden talked about systemic racism.
Now that the curtain's been pulled back on just what's going on in the country, to do a lot of really positive things.
President Trump visited Kenosha earlier this week but did not meet with the Blake family. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is defending